And we're back to wrap it up. We just stepped outside, sacrificed the sacred plant to the fire gods.
Uh-huh.
And we try to just put Brian in a better state of mind. Nah. I think you feel like a lot of people are attacking you. And
I get attacked a lot nowadays.
I know you do. Yeah, we talked about that earlier, but we're not attacking you. And one of the things that I think that's real important that I brought up earlier is be generous to a point where it's indefensible. Be generous to a point where, you know, people know that what you're doing is you're doing it all for the right reasons.
I think if you're a listener, you know that already, what I do for comedy. And that was the one thing I started screaming at Duncan was like, you don't understand how much I do for comics. My free time is devoted to 100% of doing shit for free for other comics. Now, if they
I will tell you this, though, but there's a lot of clubs over the years that have had this theory that, well, you're lucky to be getting the stage time. And a part of comedians, we don't respect ourselves. So we're like, absolutely. You're absolutely right. But the other part is like, fuck.
Yeah, but I'm also not driving to Pasadena fucking editing audio software for you. I'm not fucking doing all this shit. That's not the same as saying like, yeah, you should be
listen,
happy
bro,
to be in
this
room.
What you're doing is, you know what I mean? Listen, this is what you're doing. You set up a beautiful thing. Okay. Yeah. It ain't bad. There's nothing wrong with it. And, you know, when I ask you about how many shows you want, just to sort of illuminate people as to what you're doing. Okay. I like what you're doing. I like a lot of shows that come out of what you're doing. But I think that we have to always be very careful that if there's any money that's ever taking place in any sort of a thing where you're selling comedy, comedians get super defensive and super sensitive when you're selling a show and the comics are going to go up and do their stand-up and they're not going to get compensated from it, but yet they know that money is exchanging hands.
If it was a show that people didn't use as a workout room for the most part, these are people that are just like fucking around, like not actually like I'm selling, and plus the fact that there's like 7 or 8 people usually on each one of these shows, I think it's a little different than if I were like, hey, me, Ari, and you are doing a show at the Hollywood
it's
Improv.
Scales. It's definitely
well, you wouldn't get to
Bowl.
Do that. First of all, the reason why you get to control this money at all is because I gave it to you. Because I don't, I'm not paying
you,
yes. you to rent that place out. And since then, I'm like, look, I'll give you all my money from my shows.
Right.
So
for the shows,
so
you
shows
do.
Will sell.
For the shows you do, yes.
The shows I do are 90% of the shows that go on there.
Well, I do them every week. Less usually, you're not there.
There's
every,
a lot.
Every week.
Okay, let's not say half. 90. It's more than half. More than half, and it's
like
more than 70%. Pays the rent.
Right.
The idea being that I think when a comic knows that you're, even if you're only making $150, to a comic that's like, why doesn't he make 50 and give us 50? That's how they think. You're selling stand-up
and
comedy.
This is why if the fact that you guys are doing all this, to me, I'm like, all right, bottom line, each one of these shows for going in there and and being there for 5 hours,
yeah,
for going in there and putting together all these comics, putting up advertising and making posters for it, all this
you should
shit,
get something for that.
All this shit, if it's not worth $150, if it's not worth $150, then I'm not doing it. If I'm getting this much trouble for $150, fuck it then.
Hold on. At $15 a ticket, $150, even at 60%.
I'm saying the average after tax that I get after paying the host in comics or whatever is usually about $150.
Well, look, if you're spending money paying the comics and you feel good about that, and you can, you know, you could sit down with them and say, look, I'm paying.
Because you know what? The only reason what it is, it's whoever you heard it from or whatever whispers you heard it from.
Yeah.
And Duncan, for some reason, who's
people
been on
paid
one
the
show,
store,
I think.
$15.
Yeah, but Duncan's been on one show,
I think. We like it. We like the $15 we get at the comedy store.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, cool. It's something nominal to say.
I get it.
You want
it. I get it, man. I get it. But I'm just saying that after that.
I know what you're saying. You're saying that you.
It's not worth it to me. I don't give a shit.
But you're saying you're doing a good thing by creating the spot for them to warm up and they don't appreciate that. And that if you're not at least getting something out of it, like $150, you're not going
to. Or just doing it. Honestly, you know how hard it is, like devoting like almost every Friday to being somewhere. And on fact of that, being on there for like 5 or 6 hours, that's called a job.
I completely understand
that. On the worst night ever.
But to comedians, they're also doing a job too. And they're also selling something valuable, their work and their material. And they know that even if though you are putting together a promotion, the promoter shouldn't be the only one that's getting money out of it.
No, and they don't.
Well, we need to work that out. That should be an independent.
No, you know what position. It should be? It should be each one of the comics that come on it go yeah. either goes, hey, can I get $20? I'm like, okay.
They're not gonna. Yeah.
Well, you want them that. To ask for money?
No. If you are somebody that are like, no, I think I need to be paid. I think I need to deserve. Compared to me,
that's the wrong way to say this.
Yeah, but compared to me, yeah. I will do almost any show for free. I never care about fucking money at all.
Okay, Brian, but you're
hold on. But then you're saying I need to get this $150.
What's that?
Hold on, just so you know, $30 to an MC is 20 paid tickets after taxes.
I get it, but for comedy, I don't want to get paid for the most part. I don't think that I need to be. I have fun.
So then, why don't you give out this money to people?
Huh?
Why don't you give out the money to people? Because I'm giving $20 a piece. Give them $40 a piece.
That's what I do.
But you haven't.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
I haven't gotten that since the first time we did that show.
Why do you think that?
But that was what you were saying. You said you only paid the hosts.
No, I paid hosts and any comics that I know. Like Esther.
How many people have asked for money?
Okay, but just because they're poor doesn't mean there's less or more deserving of that money.
No one.
If I do a spot for 15 minutes, I don't care if you do a spot for 15 minutes too, Joe. I don't deserve that more or less than him.
No one. The only time I really ever pay somebody is if I know for these shows, if I know this person would appreciate it, you know, like be like, dude, thank you so much, man. You know, I fucking have no money and stuff like that. But when it's somebody that's pretty comfortable, like I feel like I'm very average pace kind of, like if it's something like me, because pretty comfortable, I don't want you to pay me, and I'm not doing it for money.
That's your decision.
And this is your decision, this show has always been like, when hey, I got this room in the Ice House, you want to do it? It's like a workout room.
Totally.
I consider this more like, do you want to come to a really good audience at a workout room?
Yeah. Well, then here's what you should do.
Not a show.
Charge no cover. Tell the Ice House, hey, give me $150. I'll pack this place. Charge no cover, and then there's no problem.
Absolutely, that's a great idea.
Terrible idea.
No. Great idea, because you know why?
I take my door. My storyteller show. I'm not in it for money.
I charge
$5 and I keep it as low as possible. Anybody who asks for a comp, I give it to them, and I still give the rest to charity
because
I don't want the responsibility.
Somebody else can completely do the desk squad show there.
But Brian, it's very difficult to say you're not in it for money and then say you need a certain amount of money or you won't do it.
Because in my opinion, if I had to be asked, hey, every Friday you have
the work you put into it.
Yeah. Okay. If you have to go here, you have to sit here and record, you know,
so
work.
How many? Yeah.
And then those podcasts usually go from like 3 to 5 hours.
Well, not the podcast, because some people don't. Oh, those podcasts.
I think the move is to put it all in the hands of the Ice House. Give the Ice House the contact numbers for all the people that want to.
Well, that's what I do.
Show.
That's what I do.
Have them pay it.
That's what I do. Whenever I don't want to do it,
they don't pay. They pay their headliners $100. Those Ice House people.
Well, do they really?
Well, it's you got to.
It was always a thing. $100 for headliners. Except for the
when you
or Gabriel
would come in.
Comedy
clubs aren't making that much fucking money. They have to pay the staff. They have to.
It's true. That place especially has got so much history behind it. That place has been around for 50-plus years. It's such a great.
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're looking for something to do this summer, you might want to check out some of the upcoming fights. Even better, if you can catch them up close in person. It's quite an experience. But if you want to get the best seats, you have to act fast. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You need to hire the most talented people you can before the competition scoops them up. And to do that, you need ZipRecruiter. And luckily, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan. Got your eye on a rock star candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So, amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Guys, you're responsible for taking care of you, and that means spending some time cleaning yourself up. But I know that can be a challenge, especially when you're not sure what products or razors to use. So to help you get started, I want to recommend Manscaped. They can help you take care of all your grooming needs, even when it comes to your more sensitive areas, or as our friends at Manscaped like to call them, the boys. They're trimmers, the Lawnmower 3.0 Plus, 4.0 Pro, and 5.0 Ultra are all equipped with skin-safe technology to help reduce the risk of grooming accidents. They're also waterproof and come with an LED spotlight, so you can actually see what you're shaving. And I know that summer's coming, which means vacations and traveling for a lot of you. Well, Manscaped has you covered. Their trimmers come with a convenient travel case that you can easily pack and bring along. For the best you and your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Rogan at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code Rogan at manscaped.com. Tap the banner to learn more. Skin-safe technology does not guarantee cut protection. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You guys know how much it means to me to stay in shape physically, but your mental well-being is just as important. When we keep things bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively, even if it seems like something small, like maybe you're stressed about work, maybe you feel a little lonely. It all starts to add up. And if you don't deal with it, well, these feelings will sit there and continue to fester. One way to work through whatever's weighing you down is talking. It helps more than you think. And if you need a safe place for that conversation, I recommend therapy. It's a great tool that you can use to figure out your feelings and learn positive coping skills. So if you want to give therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started, too. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/JRE today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/JRE. This episode is brought to you by Hostage Tape. First of all, what a great name. This is a product that I use, and I started using long before it was an ad. Your sleep game is about to get a whole lot better, kids, because I want to introduce you to Hostage Tape. Put simply, it is tape for your mouth. But you're probably wondering why you should even need that. Well, if you're a mouth breather, if you snore a lot, or if you suffer from sleep apnea, this could make a big difference. This mouth tape can reduce or eliminate snoring and apnea, and at the same time, it'll help filter the air going to your lungs, increase your oxygen uptake, and improve circulation, which will make you feel more energized. It has tons of other benefits too, like it helps with bad breath, dry mouth, and of course, better sleep. For you and your partner, don't let bad sleep hold you hostage. Shut your fucking mouth with Hostage Tape. Buy it today and get a special buy two, get one free offer. That's a 90-day supply. Just visit HostageTape.com/Rogan. That's HostageTape.com/Rogan.
Place. But I think that we got to be real considerate of comics and the fact that comics have a legitimate gripe when it comes to worrying about someone making money. I mean, it has to be explained, I think, in a thoughtful manner, yeah, and not in this knee-jerk sort of angry, yelly, yeah, sort of shouty type of way.
Live in front of other people when you don't even come to me and talk to me. We're friends. Fuck you, Duncan Trussell.
Oh, come on, man. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Yep. This is
fuck Duncan Trussell.
Stop, man. Stop. Look, this is this kind of...
Why? Because he told you on a podcast.
Because he's, you know what? I'm just done. I've done so much for that dude, and he just pretty much attacked me. I was like, fuck him.
Well, you know what? If he had no point, no just place like to stand.
Stabbing
if
me
he
in
had
the
no,
hand with a pencil
he
on
should,
a plane.
If he had no point, well, if he had no place to talk to you about this, there was no argument there, then it would have no impact. The reason why it has somewhat of an impact is because it is an arguable position.
Is there ever a way to talk about it where someone says, let's just say this argument, say, hey, so-and-so, you should pay this much money to so-and-so. And instead of going like, what the fuck, I do this and this, instead of going like, let me think about that. Why should I or shouldn't I pay this person this much money or less money or more money and just have a nice conversation about it?
Yeah.
No, that's why I don't think it's worth it to me.
Well, I think you took on a job that you didn't quite know how much time it was going
to
take.
I did
it
just takes, go on stage.
Yeah, how many, my, it takes to get it's my a lot of together, effort.
Let them go on stage.
Just to call the people and schedule the times and have them come in. It is
how many $15 spots.
Joe, see, I went from going to doing open mics with a lot of these people that I have on these shows, or just going to like different clubs and doing stage time and never doing real shows with these people. Right. You know, so when I decided to to take on this crazy shit. It was more like, hey, I got this access to this room. I can make a show, and we could all together. And we could have a show once a week. It'd be cool,
right?
And
so
you didn't think of it as a financial decision at all. It was just for fun. Absolutely.
The real problem.
One of the things we were talking about, though, 100%. When we had this conversation with Madrigal and you, and there at the Ice House, those nights were like, one of the things we were all saying is like, and we'll just take the money, not them. We will. It'll be us. But how many tickets did you have to sell to get $150? At $15 a piece.
Average, I think that thing holds 75 or something like 10. That. Sometimes they stuff in a lot.
Okay, so 10 people, and you'll take taxes out of that, so you only get 60% of that.
Huh?
I'm trying to think how many tickets you would have to sell to go over that 150 mark that you normally
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't get 100% of the door.
You get 60% of the door.
I think so, something like that. Dude, I don't want to talk about any of this shit anyway, because...
Well, I think I made
clearly don't want to talk about
it. I made a mistake as well, and I just handed it over to you, because the first couple of shows, I was getting paid for it. But when I just handed it over to you, I should have said, let's sit down and figure out where this should go, and that we should have the rent paid for and the insurance.
It's not even worth it to me. I'll go somewhere else for once a week and do comedy somewhere else and enjoy myself and not get paid for it and just have fun. And not the last thing I do is like, thank you so much for letting me have the stage time. Fucking, you should pay me. What the fuck? I'm gonna talk about.
That's not the way people are saying it. They're just saying Brian's gonna be one of those guys that's not paying comedians.
Yeah, but it just
feels like that because you feel attacked all the time. You can't have a regular conversation.
I am attacked. Have you not been looking at Twitter? I'm getting attacked by fucking Jay Moore. I'm getting attacked by Duncan Trussell. I'm getting attacked by fucking.
Just block Jay Moore on Twitter, and it's never a problem.
I'm getting attacked by everybody.
What does that mean? Attacked? What does that even mean? Not exactly. What does that mean? They're saying a thing they don't like about something you do.
I'm going to fucking do this to you. I'm going to do that to you.
There's a path with least resistance out there. I know it.
It's called not bringing it up on a podcast and getting into it so everyone knows about this. And thanks a lot, guys.
What are you talking about?
Ryan, what are you talking about, man?
You make it impossible to talk to you about anything when you react this way.
You turn this into some crazy situation that it's not. You know, I can understand you not wanting to book a comedy show. I can understand it being a tremendous
time-consuming thing. I don't want to.
Well, listen, let's all talk about this and figure out a way where we can have a show that the Ice House books. They're professionals. That's what they do.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to do an Ice House Chronicles, and I will make it just, you know, some other thing. I'll make it just like a green room while somebody else can do the room, and I'll have nothing to do with that room.
So Brian, so you know, this reaction we're getting from you is the normal reaction we get from you when you bring something up. So does that make it more likely for us to bring things up to you, or less likely?
No, open and honest. I tell you why, because honestly, I am so fucking busy that I don't even need to deal with any of this. You know, I would rather just do this podcast, be happy, do everyone else's podcast, be happy, and not have something that's such a big deal that I thought was just helping friends out.
I think you got a good point in that. I think it is a lot more responsibility and a little extra thing that you have to chew on every week. And I think it can still be done and done through the Ice House. This way, the Ice House pays people and will set aside a chunk of it so you can get paid for running the Ice House Chronicles while the show is going on. If you sell 25 tickets,
plus pay the guy $40,
you know what? You know what? Or I can just do the exact same thing I was doing, and any comic that wants to get paid, I'll give them money.
Oh, man, you can't ask people to ask for money.
No, I don't. You know what I do? Right. Half the time I go, hey, you want some cash? And then they go, no, dude. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, well, those people...
How many times did that happen?
Cool.
A lot more than you would think, Ari.
All right.
Well, I've never done that to me.
I got to get out of here.
You've never offered me money, so don't worry about it.
It's not stupid.
People are talking about it.
You don't want to become one of those guys that doesn't pay people.
No, I don't even feel like talking about it.
I know you don't. That's why it's hard to bring up. That's why saying I'd like to get paid, it's a hard thing to bring up.
But I don't want to talk about
it. It isn't boring.
To me, podcasts should be entertaining, not like, hey, let's bust open Brian and fucking see why he's thinking about financial shit.
No one's trying to bust you open.
Open on a podcast. If we were at a fucking restaurant, we could talk about all this. I don't feel like dealing about this on a podcast. Sorry.
I bring stuff up to you outside of podcast.
Let's talk about your fucking paychecks. Let's talk about how you do for a living.
It's very understandable, Brian, but do you understand that you get into this like really angry defensive position with people that aren't even attacking you?
Okay.
Do you understand that you do that sometimes?
Yeah.
Listen, man, it's avoidable sometimes. You can talk in a rational tone. I mean, and I've been guilty of it as well.
All the drama that's happening in your life is easily avoidable. There's some fights to the death with like seven people right now.
Some of it's avoidable. You don't need all that. Brian, what you're doing is a great thing. What you're doing with your podcast network for those guys,
those Iceland shows are great. Happy. Those Chronicle shows are great. What I'll drive out there just to do it.
Yeah, and what you said about like Freddie Lockhart like needing the network to get him on, that is true. It is all true. It
should they all lead with you every time? Say, hey, just so you know, you do a lot of great things for me, but I'd like to bring up this one thing. Would that help?
If you guys don't think that what I do helps comedy or helps comics,
no one's saying it does.
You're reading as any negative comment as you must hate everything about
it. If you think there's a better Death Squad idea, I would gladly change the name of Death Squad to something just to make you happy.
Dude, it's not even that. Death Squad is you. You're a part of Death Squad. You know, all of our friends are part of Death Squad. The fact that you and Duncan don't talk right now is disgusting.
You know what? And that's called trimming fat. He's done a few things in the past that I've let go. And you know what? I don't need that guy. I've helped that dude so many times. And, you know, I haven't been on his podcast once.
Well, listen, Duncan is no perfect person, but I love that guy to death.
Yep.
I'm no perfect person either, and neither are you. I think we can avoid these kind of conversations in the future if we just calm down a little bit, man. Yeah. And what I said about being inarguably,
you don't have to be inarguably generous. You can have a straight deal with people. You don't have to say I'm going to give you all my profits. And
not saying all the profits. I'm saying you just completely
fine
reasonable.
But why are we talking about this on a podcast? That's what I'm talking about. We should be talking about fucking farts in Olive Garden.
We don't have to talk about only farts in Olive Garden, Brian. There's nothing wrong with this. Is a good conversation for all of us. You know, it's a good conversation for me to understand that sometimes you don't feel like you're getting enough credit for all the work you're doing for all those guys that are on your network. And in
you've built this platform where a lot of people find people because of that platform that you built up.
And I've been very supportive of it, Brian, and I've been trying to help it. And I talk about it all the time on this podcast and tell people to subscribe to it. And I tell people to subscribe to it on Twitter. And that's the only way to get it. The Ice House Chronicles is to go through Death Squad. No one's trying to stop it.
It doesn't mean everything you've ever done with it is completely the right way to go. You have to be able to bring up something in order to get better.
Yeah, we're not trying to stop anything.
We're just talking.
The Ice House thing can all be worked out. And I think it's a huge burden on your back, too, financially, when it comes to the figuring out who gets paid and taking taxes
It's just not worth
it. That's not worth it.
I just wanted to do comedy.
Yeah. Well, we can still.
I'll tell you what you avoid. If you slap everybody $10, then they'll feel a lot more appreciated.
You know what? I just need an employee to go and actually do that for me. Good one.
All right. We'll talk about this after the podcast. We need to hire you an assistant. So yeah. Let's get going with that.
That Asian guy, what does he do?
That guy, he's gone with the wind. Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind. I'm sorry if this was uncomfortable, ladies and gentlemen.
Very uncomfortable. Got unnecessarily uncomfortable.
It didn't have to be. And Brian needs to know that we all love him. And he's doing a good thing.
I think that's what it is. You don't realize that people still like you if they mention any sort of critique. But they still do like you.
Last thoughts, Brian? Please be positive. Last thoughts, Brian?
Fuck Duncan Trussell.
Oh, come on. How dare you? After all that, you go to fuck Duncan Trussell?
Yep.
Come on, let's think of something positive. How to end this positive?
Go buy Ari's shirt. It's awesome.
It's not for sale yet.
Oh, yeah.
In two weeks or something like that.
Surmise this, Brian. Wrap it up. Bring it all home. Bring it all home in a positive way.
The fans know.
No, it's not a contest. There's no fight. Don't make fights.
Yeah, what do you mean the fans know?
They know how much I work for you guys.
They know how much you work for us guys?
You're an interesting cat, Brian.
They know. They know the time I put in doing all this shit.
Yeah, everybody knows the time you put into it, Brian. It's not bad.
Right, so you wouldn't say I'm stealing from comics, would you?
Brian, I've never said you're stealing from comics.
I know when you did, Duncan, but guess who did?
When Duncan
Fuck
said
Duncan
that, he was out of line. And he was upset at you because he was making an argument about South by Southwest, and he didn't feel that you should have been interjecting what you were saying when our whole argument was about they offered him to come out there and not pay him. It's a silly, emotional thing between two guys that got dragged out in a public way that was unfortunate and unnecessary. He shouldn't have done that. You acted in a very, you know, angry and, you know, fucking violent way, and I had to actually separate the two of you guys. I mean, the whole thing was crazy.
No, you didn't. I was trying to leave the room, and you wouldn't let me leave the room. What are you talking about?
You were pushing towards
him. No, I was screaming at him with my finger pointed towards his direction.
You were moving towards him to the point where I had to stop you.
What am I going
to
do?
I don't know if you're going to do anything. I didn't think you were going to do anything. Exactly. But you were so mad.
I was mad.
All right.
And that's why I say,
why are we so mad?
Duncan Trussell.
Brian.
And just be like, nah, you're wrong.
Brian, you know we love you, right?
Yeah.
Do you know we love you?
Yep.
I think sometimes you don't, Brian. We really do appreciate the work you do. We can't do a lot of shit without you.
If we give you a big hug right now, are you going to feel better?
No.
No, he's going to feel way more uncomfortable.
No big hugs?
No.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Brian Callen tomorrow.